Are you an entrepreneur looking for more free time, more money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests share real success stories from proven entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Don Williams.
Hey, Don Williams here with today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur Show. Our guest today is such a good friend, sweet lady, Betty Rogers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
So happy to have you. So, you know, the Proven Entrepreneur Success Stories is about success stories of entrepreneurs, of which you are an esteemed member of that group.
Yes, I am.
And so let's go all the way back to Little Betty.
So Little Betty.
Childhood Betty. Okay. And in your household, were your mother, father, grandparents, was anybody entrepreneurial?
No.
No.
In the first.
Not at all. Okay. No. So when did you have the first inkling that you were entrepreneurial?
Oh, not until after I got out of nursing school and I was a flight nurse, and then I started working for an entrepreneurial doctor. And in fact, he started HCA Hospitals, Dr. Tommy Frist.
Wow.
I was working with him, and his partner decided to start an entrepreneurial company that we took industrial employees and ran them through a group of health tests through a mobile van. And that's how I got into the entrepreneurial world.
I love that. So I have a very good friend who's a dentist, but he would tell you he's a recovering dentist because he still is kind of practicing dentistry,
yeah.
But he's mainly an entrepreneur at this point. So tell me about your first company that you were involved with from an ownership standpoint.
From an ownership standpoint, it was after American Health Profiles that we put when we were doing industrial health testing. I didn't own any of that company, but when Jay came to work for that company and then they sold it, and we started a little company called RAF, Rogers, Aiken, and Fielder, who was a friend of ours. And we started placing pharmacists in hospitals and healthcare facilities on a part-time basis. And finally decided that that was not a good name for it because it really didn't tell what we did. We decided to change the name for it, and it was Healthcare Staff Resources. And I owned a third of that. And so that was a good part.
Yeah, awesome. And such great learning
that, oh, yes.
Hey, man, the company name doesn't support the brand.
That's right.
And so
nobody knows what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've always felt, you know, I mainly help people in their sales process. And I'm like, hey, the best brand I know of is Acme Brick. It's two words. There's no doubt what they sell.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows, you know, and the only thing that could be better would be Brick, you know, but that's great. So Betty, where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Been in Dallas, Fort Worth for
almost 40 years.
40 years. And you and your husband, Jay, how I met the two of you was through a nonprofit that you founded.
That's right.
Biz Owners Ed.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Were you in our first class?
I was not in your first class. I was in a class.
I was trying to think of that
four
today.
Or 5 years ago.
And all right, so
I'm always horrible with time.
Yeah.
And so I think you've had about 10.
Well, we the first class was in 13.
Okay, so, 13.
So what class were you in, 16?
Maybe 16.
Maybe 16. I was trying to think this morning, what class was Don in? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, me neither. I could look it up, but I'm not good with details like that. and I don't try to be.
Well, and it may as well not be.
Yeah.
You don't need to be.
Yeah, I have people who are.
Yeah.
And so.
As long as you surround your people with the things that you can't do.
Absolutely. So Biz Owners Ed is a nonprofit dedicated to the future of entrepreneurship, building companies that will employ people and provide successful exits for owners.
You are so correct.
And the mentor crowd.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I don't know if you were in the gallery last year when we had the ladies, we had a panel of ladies from Dallas area, all of whom were CEOs, and they were magnificent. I mean, incredible.
Oh, I missed that. We're going to do a repeat.
We're going to do it this year.
Awesome.
Starting in January. Now, what day, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they're all coming back or not, if we're going to add some new ones, but we're really trying to emphasize on getting some female entrepreneurs in and getting some females, more females in the program and in the gallery. So did Jay tell you anything about Flower Mound Women in Business?
Didn't say a word.
Well, while I'm dealing with that primarily, excuse, I've got a little allergy here.
You're fine.
But Flower Mound Women in Business has about 4,000 members.
Wow.
It's a 503C business. But they are not quite as completely sophisticated as Biz Owners Ed. And
yep.
That's not a really good word to say, but it's a fact.
Yep.
So I have a presentation to make with them on October the 7th, and we're inviting them to participate with Biz Owners Ed, because these are the ladies who really need the help. These ladies may have a very small business, maybe a part-time business or something like that, but they really need the help. They need somebody who can guide them and give them the information. When you start a business, these are the things you need to look at. You're going to look at how you're going to get there, and you're going to look at how you get rid of it and how you want to get rid of it, how much money do you want to make, how many people you want to serve, and all the other things. And we start at the very beginning, as you know, in Biz Owners Ed, we start at the very beginning and we go through every aspect of the business life that you have to grow a business. And it's just fascinating. So I'm so excited about speaking to these ladies and getting them involved. Now we've spoken with two of them, the lady who started it, who's the CEO of the organization. And she's just dynamite. She's in real estate, but has had several businesses of our own. So we're really excited about this. And to get the female panel back will be just really, really exciting.
It's awesome. So, you know, our listeners know that I'm very active in entrepreneur organization, and you know, that's kind of how we met with Biz Owners Ed.
Right.
Because entrepreneurs, we help other entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely.
Regardless of which team, you know, we're on. And one thing I've seen in EO, we're now up to about 18% women members.
Oh, okay. Are you?
Which
really?
Is pretty close to the representation of American business.
Oh, owned, I need to get back to EO.
Owned by women. And please
yes.
come. We'll invite and welcome you with open arms.
But very good.
Love that on Flower Mound. And so for our listeners, Flower Mound, Texas is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Probably 50,000 people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really growing.
Really,
unbelievable.
Really growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I can get lost in there, and I lived out there for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there
I can get lost in the little town.
Ton of construction
yeah.
anymore. So tell me about a hard moment, something that happened in business sometime where it was, you know, because part of being successful in business is having some failures in business.
There were some hard times.
Yeah.
One of the companies that we own put breathalyzers on the cars of DWI offenders.
Okay.
And that was a tough business, because when we started it, MAD didn't want anything to do with us. MAD was high end to take the license away, put the individual in jail, and don't ever let him out. But that's not what the judges wanted to do. You know, the judges put him in jail because we've always done this. First offenders got a year in jail. A third offender got 10 years in jail. They had no help. And these are alcoholics.
Yeah.
They don't get any help. It's like a diabetic. If you're a diabetic, you can't just do without insulin, you know, and be expected to be okay and put them away and not to give them any insulin and just treat them like that. So you can't expect for an alcoholic to do that. And you don't go out and get a third DWI and not be an alcoholic. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Does not.
So one of my biggest challenges in promoting Smart Start initially was, all right, the defense attorneys thought I was in competition with them. The judges thought I was trying to change their world. And MAD didn't want to have anything to do with me because they thought I wanted to let all the drunks out of jail and let them go back out on the road and drive.
Were you feeling a little lonely?
Yes. I, not only did I feel lonely, I felt put upon. So I had to sell the real thought behind this and come up with a reason that what we were doing was, number one, we were helping the defense attorney by making this person go back to work and paying his bill. So I wasn't in competition with him.
All right.
The judge, I was keeping that family in financial support so that the state didn't have to support him in the jail all the time. And he could support himself and make him accountable for what he had done. And he was getting exactly what he wanted. He wanted the guy out. But for the offender, I was doing him a real favor because, number one, he could stay out of jail. Number two, he could keep his job. Number three, he had a great relationship with his family. And the biggest reward I got in that whole company was the day that he took the unit off of the individual's car, and the guy came back in and says, "Miss Rogers, could I keep this unit on my car? I've never had a better relationship with my whole family than I have in the year that I've had this unit on my car. I'll be happy to pay for it." Wow. Now, you're talking about a good feeling. That gives you a good feeling right here.
Yeah, because that's changing a life.
That you've helped somebody a better life and his whole family.
Yeah.
And kept them together.
So the hard lesson was I not only was lonely, I felt put upon, and I stuck it out. Brick by brick.
But I knew that there was a reason I had to do it, you know, because I was helping not only everybody that we were surrounding, but the person, the offender, was the one that was really being helped in his family. And that was key.
Yeah.
That was really key.
Well, and I love examples of conscious capitalism.
Right.
So where we make money, but we're also making the world
a better place to live.
Yes. And actually, a lot of business and a lot of entrepreneurship, we're solving a problem. And so, you know, if we weren't solving problems, we wouldn't be successful.
That's right.
So that's making the world a better place. But certainly an example like that is changing not only the offender, but their family's lives.
Oh, it was a wonderful 15 years. We had it for 15 years. And it was such a successful company. And it still is. And it's just supposed to sell in the next year or so. It's got an absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, what about a golden nugget? So you've been in entrepreneurship for a couple of decades, and I know have participated in multiple successful exits, and I probably have a black eye and a bloody nose here and there, you know, things that didn't work as well. But what's one golden nugget from the mind of Betty Rogers you could share with us today?
I think the most important thing that I've learned is that you never give up on an individual. Most of the companies that we've had surround individuals one way or another. With healthcare staff resources, we worked with individual physical therapists and pharmacists and so forth. We staffed prisons. And you can't give up on anybody, whether he's a prisoner or whether he's a professional or no matter what. You just can't give up on them. You've got to help them until the very bitter end. And I think no matter what company we've had, that's been one of the things that I've really insisted, whether it was an employee or whether it was one of the people we work with in the business, I think that that's really a key. Even with Biz Owners Ed, I think that's a key. We don't give up on anybody. The people who are sitting in the gallery, the people who come late, the people who just really want to get there in time to make it work, the people who work so hard during the day and come at night and they're just exhausted, and then you see them leave and you say, oh, wow, we really helped that individual today, you know, and because they're on tiptoes when they walk out. They're so excited. And they come in and they're just, wow, I made it finally, you know.
Yeah.
And when you help a person like that, you don't give up on any of them, no matter what they've done or what they haven't done. And I think that's a real key for all of us to remember.
I think that every person who's struggling is one solid decision and one solid action from turning it all around.
You're right. You're right.
And it just takes the one decision followed by execution, followed by some action. And in my consulting practice, we mainly do that around companies that need new leadership. And any organization is one strong leader away from being on the right path.
Right.
It doesn't matter what happened
in the
past.
And you know what? Sometimes it's just one word that somebody gives to them that keeps them from turning backwards, that keeps them to go forward. And I think that's a real key when you're either working in an organization or either in a consulting organization. It's so important that you just make sure that you give that right one word to that individual at a time in his life.
A little encouragement will go a long
way. You're not kidding.
You know, so many times perspective is so important. And so many times when things aren't going well, a person's perspective becomes a little jaundiced and they begin seeing and focusing on negative circumstances, problems, challenges, struggles, when truthfully, we probably should pay about as much attention. A good metaphor would be when we drive our car. I need the rearview mirror. I need to be able to see where I've been.
That's right.
What I've done. But that rearview mirror is about this big. And the windshield is about this big. Yeah. And I probably ought to focus on where I'm going with this much attention and on where I've been with this much.
And then, but that he can have that one bad day and then he forgets about what that one windshield is.
Easy to
do. And not all he thinks about all those bad days he's had before.
Easy to do.
Oh, so
we just remind him, look at the windshield.
Yes.
Get with the program here.
Yeah.
So tell me about Biz Owners Ed. You have been the grand lady of Biz Owners Ed. It's in its 10th year, probably 120, 130 graduates, as I'm one, and then maybe 1,000 people who have participated through the gallery.
So many success stories. It's just overwhelming when you think about how many success stories. I know Jay has gone through a couple of the success stories, so I won't repeat them, and I can't remember them all, but my heavens, you know, they're just unbelievable. Sometimes you just think, the guys up in Munster, that's just hard to believe that a dog food company is going to sell for that kind of money, you know, and I can't even remember how much money it is, but it's just unreal. But,
yeah. So important to have good advisors.
Oh, yes.
And peer relationships.
Yes.
And maybe more importantly, mentors, people who've been there, done that.
Yes.
Walked on the ground that you'd like to walk on.
Yeah.
And
but you know, belief in your company is so important. And Munster, I don't know whether Jay mentioned it to you or not, but one of the Munster boys decided that he had to prove to the world that the dog food was the best. And so he went on a diet of nothing but dog food for a full month.
I remember.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah. No, but I know the story.
He ate nothing but dog food for one solid month.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that takes courage and takes belief in your company and your product. And he lost 30 pounds, but he ate that dog food for one solid month. Can you believe it?
And he had the 30 to lose.
Yeah.
So, it was an improvement in his health.
It worked.
And a testament to the nutrition of that dog food. And in today's world, a great viral story.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely unreal. But that says, I believe in my country, my company. And, you know, nobody can refute that at all.
No.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't it? I know several entrepreneurs who started out with offers to prospects that I'll provide this good or service for nothing. Okay, until you believe in what I'm providing and have built huge companies. But they got the door open with the right opportunity because they believed enough to pay the freight.
That's right.
And so.
Hey, that's right.
Pretty hard to argue with that type of commitment.
You're not kidding.
That type of confirmation.
But those are the type of people that we have in Biz Owners Ed. They are committed to make it work and they are committed to make this country a better country, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what commitment is. And no matter what our requirements are, what our guidelines are, that is the principle that we have to develop or have to know that individual is committed to make that work.
Right. And Biz Owners Ed basically runs once a year.
Right.
It's a
10-week course.
10-week course.
4 hours a night.
4 hours a night. Previously has been in North Dallas, I think.
Right.
It's maybe a new location, moving to Grapevine. Mm-hmm. And it's an in-person program.
Right.
12
members of the class.
Members of the class. And then maybe another 100 or so in the gallery.
I think we had about 200 this last, in 2020. We didn't have 2021 because we didn't want to have a virtual thing. We liked we didn't think that you got the same reaction on a virtual that you did face-to-face. And our people had to have face-to-face reaction. And
as a speaker, I can tell you, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Online.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have no choice.
Yeah.
But to do that, but the energy level is totally different. One of the big benefits, even though Biz Owners Ed is going to provide true experts in finance and legal and sales and cash management and all the different pieces of a business, one of the biggest benefits is the connections that you make with the people that are associated with the program. And frankly, is how I met you.
That's right. Questions and answers and interaction between them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the members can interact all the time with the participants can interact with the mentors or the speakers. Just the gallery members have to wait until the intermission.
Right. But terrific group of experts.
Oh, yeah.
All who've been there, done that.
And still doing it.
Sold a company and are still doing it.
And still doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
So before we wrap up today, anything else you'd share for the Proven Entrepreneur Tribe? Anything on your mind, on your heart?
Well, I think there are a lot of things to share with entrepreneurs. There are things that put you in the entrepreneurship that may not be just fall into the exact experience of being an entrepreneur, but I think basically it is. I was a flight nurse for the Air Force and have 25 missions into Vietnam. But being
a
flight nurse, being a flight nurse is almost an entrepreneur because it is new. It was at that time, it was new. We were flying new airplanes. We were doing things that hadn't been done before. We were going into places that never had been done before. And there was so much you had to think on your own. I mean, you were kingpin on the airplane because there were no doctors. Rarely did we have doctors on the airplane. Mm-hmm. And it was really essential that you thought on your own and on your feet. And I think that was a lot of entrepreneurship. And that kind of set me up. And I wanted to do things on my own. You know, I didn't want to work under somebody else. I wanted to do things on my own. And so I think that was really key to being an entrepreneur.
So many entrepreneurs started their company not really out of a profit motive, but just out of, I'm tired of people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
I want to call the shots myself. Yeah. Win or lose, tie, I'll make the decisions.
Yeah. We've had a lot of class members who are ex-military.
Yes.
This last lady, Sheila Steinmark, I don't know whether you know her or not, but she was ex-military and had just had an unbelievable military history. So she's really a dynamite lady. And she went into entrepreneurship.
Excellent training. So I have an uncle who was a multi-decorated helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And so
I flew one mission in a helicopter into Korea. That was an experience.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people in aviation, look at helicopters, it's like, this is not really supposed to work.
Yeah. Right.
Not sure why this does work. Right. So, okay.
That's a little entrepreneurship.
Yeah. I love that.
On your own.
Betty, thank you so much for joining us today.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful thing, Don. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Well, thank you. That's today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur Show.
That's today's episode of the Proven Entrepreneur. Go to provenentrepreneurshow.com, subscribe to the show, leave an iTunes review, and you could win a $25,000 VIP day in Dallas with Don himself. And get Don's easier and faster selling with video course free. Please join Don on the next episode of the Proven Entrepreneur.